I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says it found the bodies of three hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
Eight trucks have started moving through a U.S.-built pier anchored off Gaza's coast, according to U.S. Central Command. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
The aid being delivered via the floating pier is the first to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. The United Nations said it was finalizing plans to get aid in via the pier, but Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said land access is still the most effective way to get aid into Gaza.
Getting aid to people in need into and across Gaza cannot and should not depend on a floating dock far from where needs are most acute.
It all comes as Israeli forces battled Hamas fighters in northern Gaza on Friday in some of the fiercest engagements since they returned to the area a week ago. While in the south, militants attacked tanks massing around Rafah.
Reuters. Trevor Coral. Meanwhile, Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group is introducing new tactics and weapons against Israel as the war in Gaza drags on and Israeli troops enter parts of the southern city of Rafah. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on the Russian leader Vladimir Putin's plan to create a buffer zone inside Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will allow prisoners to join the army's depleted ranks. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. Russian authorities say a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea has caused power cutoffs in the city of Sebastopol and set a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. Friday's drone raids marked Kyiv's attempt to strike back during Russia's offensive in northeastern Ukraine. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Argentina's president has begun an unusual visit to Spain, snubbing officials and courting the far right. Details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Even before kicking off a three-day visit to Madrid, Argentina's libertarian president Javier Milei has stirred controversy, accusing the socialist government of bringing, quote, poverty and death to Spain and weighing in on corruption allegations against the prime minister's wife. In such circumstances, a typical visiting head of state may strive to mend fences with diplomacy, not Milei. The brash economist has no plans to meet Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez during his 3 days in the Spanish capital, nor the Spanish king or any other government official. Instead, he'll attend a far-right summit Sunday hosted by Sanchez's fiercest political opponent, the Vox Party. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
France's interior minister says that a man who was shot and killed by police after a suspected arson attack on a synagogue in the Normandy city was an Algerian national who sought medical treatment in France and was not flagged as a suspected extremist. The minister praised a 25-year-old police officer who shot and killed the man. The minister said that he would be decorated for his extremely courageous, extremely professional behavior. The Vatican has radically reformed its process for evaluating alleged visions of the Virgin Mary, weeping statues, and other seemingly supernatural phenomena. The Vatican's doctrine office overhauled norms first issued in 1978, arguing that they were no longer useful or valuable in the Internet age. It warned that nowadays word about alleged supernatural phenomenon travels quickly and can actually harm to the faithful. And if hoaxers are trying to make money on their beliefs or manipulate them altogether, the new norms reframe the Catholic Church's evaluation process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.